Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area, and Happy New Year. We are the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, joined today by
Rob Somerville, your Grand Knight.
And Rich Perron, past Grand Knight.
We are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. We're here to let you know who we are and what we are up to. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let's jump right over. What do you have for us, Rob, in terms of what the council's up to?
The council's up to and what the council did. So December was an interesting month. We, of course, had the 4 p.m. Christmas Eve Mass, which the Knights provided a lot of parking assistance at. In case you didn't know, there was close to 1,500 people at that Mass.
Oh, wow.
That includes the overflow, not just in the church. We also did the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest. We had about 15 entries or so, which was better than we thought because it wasn't well publicized. We tried to bring it back. But there are some really good ones, including a little, a second grader or something. But those have been posted nicely online on the church website or Facebook and put in a slideshow to music or something like that. So it's pretty cool. Check that out. And then, of course, we had movie night and breakfast with St. Nick. So some fun activities. I'll go into the events coming up. As most people know, and if people don't know, January, the first couple weekends at Masses, we distribute our baby bottles to collect money for the Pregnancy Support Center of Carroll County, and 100% of that money collected goes directly to them. And then in the first two weekends of February, we collect those bottles. And what's interesting is our social in January, which is the bingo, gift card bingo. So all the unused or unwanted Christmas gift cards you got can be brought. And the Knights provide some gift cards as well. What's interesting about that social, in addition to the gift card bingo and the free food, is the director of the Pregnancy Support Center for Carroll County herself will be there to present information. And so you can find out where that money goes to and maybe even get involved. She's very good. We've had her before. And it's very interesting. It's a good way to get educated on that. And then we have another family movie night with spaghetti. The movie is TBD.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie, TBD. But we're working on that. But that is the, Saturday, the 24th movie is the movie night. And then the Lenten dinners start up after Lent, of course. Those Fridays, the big event that I'm still promoting and pushing, and I want to encourage everybody to go to, is the Valentine's Day dinner and comedy night. So that's jazz, live jazz with a catered dinner, includes a salad, bread, appetizers, as well as entree of your choice, and then followed by comedian Sean Reynolds, who's very funny. He's been seen on Dry Comedy Bar Circuit. He's on America's Got Talent. He's been on all the major networks. He's got millions of views. And tickets will not be sold at the door. There are VIP packages available, and they are starting to sell. So online is where you go to register and purchase your tickets. Makes a great date night, makes a great gift, whatever.
It sounds like a great fun night.
And just as another plug for that, there's the potential for us to make $12,000 to $15,000 in revenue on that.
Wow.
All the money that the Knights make from that will get distributed to various charities that we support, including some of the proceeds are going to go to Sean Reynolds' own benefit, which is called Stand Up for Adoption, which is a benefit that he created to support families who adopt kids with special needs. He is Catholic, and so he does some good stuff. But hopefully everybody will come out. But like I said, tickets will not be sold at the door for that. So
what is included in a VIP ticket? How does that
the differentiate? The VIP package includes preferential seating, preferential dinner treatment, kind of what we call a VIP bag, which includes some Valentine's Day gifts, some Sean Reynolds swag, some commemorative glassware, free cocktail, a couple other things. So
my goodness. It sounds like we're really doing that event upright.
We're doing it upright. So,
it's thinking outside the box and doing something new for the council.
And that can be your last hurrah right before Lent starts.
Yeah, and say you could take your favorite sweetheart or your wife, whichever one.
This is a family show. They're the same.
They're the same.
They're the same, I swear.
But yeah, that's what's coming up, and hope to see you at some of those things. And you can always check out the Google Calendar, Josh.
Well, in addition to the baby bottle drive in January, one of the big things that we do is the National March for Life. So want to make sure that we point out to
everyone.
Do you
have the details you want me to have?
I do have the details, actually. On Friday, 23rd of January, there is a group from Council 7612 that will be going down to the March for Life. So after daily mass that morning, we will board a bus and head right down to the march. Bring a bag lunch. You'll spend the day down in D.C. at the march and return somewhere between 5 and 6 p.m. Afterwards, here at the church, there will be pizza and fellowship. The Knights are providing the bus, so please just contact the church to reserve your seat. We are hoping to fill it up and have a really good showing.
Last year, it filled up.
I don't have any information on how many seats have sold already, but it is a very popular event, so I'm sure it will at some point soon fill up.
And if you haven't been to the March for Life in D.C., it's a great experience, tremendous experience, socially and for obviously a good cause.
Just a quick reminder for everyone listening that if you have a Google Calendar, we have our events available to you. If you add the 7612kofc@gmail.com calendar, you will have the most up-to-date information on all of our happenings, including things as they change. So if you want to find out what that TBD movie is on January 24th before committing to go, that's one good way to find out. Before moving on, once again, I am Josh Beck, joined here by
Rob Somerville
and Richard Perron.
So it is the new year, and with the new year always comes a look ahead and planning for what 2026 is going to be, resolutions, all that kind of thing. Interesting to note that the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network released Pope Leo XIV's list of prayer intentions for 2026. So if you are the kind of person who likes to know what the Pope is focusing on, they will put out a video in which the pontiff expresses the reasons why he's chosen that particular intention for each month. Just running quickly through next year, in case you want to make note, January for prayer with the Word of God, February for children with incurable diseases, March for disarmament and peace, April for priests in crisis, May, that everyone might have food. June, for the values of sports. July, for respect for human life. August, for evangelization in the city. September, for the care of water. October, for mental health ministry. November, for the proper use of wealth. And December, for single-parent families. So a little bit of interesting information there, looking ahead at what Pope Leo has on his mind heading into 2026. I especially find sports in June to be very interesting. The quick little blurb they say is, you know, let sports be an instrument of peace, encounter, and dialogue among cultures and nations. So very neat to be thinking, again, outside the box in terms of what Pope Leo is, how he is trying to reach people and in what avenues. And with the World Cup starting in June, I suppose that makes perfect sense. I don't know if he's, I know he's a baseball fan. I don't know if he's a soccer fan.
He's an avid tennis player. He plays several times a week in the gym at the Vatican. And his assistant is also a tennis player who he brought with him from Peru. He's a secretary. They frequently used to play. But he admits that since he's been in the Vatican, he should put on a few pounds because he doesn't get the exercise he likes. So he started playing tennis regularly. And his secretary would, again, play tennis with him down in Peru. So they play regularly. He's an avid fan of tennis.
That's funny. It's not exactly the kind of picture I have of the Pope. playing tennis on a regular basis.
In full uniform? Does he play in full uniform?
Well, like you mentioned, the world sports. But again, sports overall around the world is a common denominator amongst people.
Yeah, it is.
Very true. And it is. 2026 also has the Winter Olympics, so I suppose there'll be a massive focus on unity and peace.
Everybody's the same color and the same religion when you play sports.
Rich, that's some interesting facts about Pope Leo. As our council lecturer, do you have any more for us?
Actually, Pope Leo, his main focus of his papacy is treating all people with dignity. He's very, very concerned about the Ukrainian war, obviously. He met President Zelensky 5 times about helping to end the war. So he's very, very concerned about that. And he actually was the first pope to visit Turkey and Lebanon. Now, Pope Francis had that on his agenda, but his health didn't allow him to do that. So he could foresee the need for doing that. So he carried out that part of Pope Francis's mission, visiting Turkey, and actually said a mass in Lebanon. And again, being from humble beginnings, his mother was a librarian, his father's a war veteran, and ordained on May 5th, 2025. Anybody know? He was the 267th pope. Okay, just thought you might like to know that. And what his focus has been, and a lot of people higher up in the church are a little concerned, is because he is reviewing many of the old rules that govern the papacy and the church, and he's eliminating a lot of the ones that he doesn't feel reflect what the church should be, because like all things after a while and after 267 popes, things get a little swayed, I guess, with persuasion. But he has a mind of a major math, because he majored in math, and he has a very analytical mind, so that he wishes to review a lot of the things that that have been built the church and to make the changes that are necessary. And he has built a college of cardinals that pretty much agree with him, I guess that kind of stacking the deck, but he wants some people who are not afraid to make decisions that are designed to correct the problems that the church has had in most recent years, both financial problems and we all know of the other problems too. So he's very strong about getting the church regular. Even the thought of having women become deacons, of welcoming people back to Holy Communion who are divorced. They're putting that together, and they want to see these people here because they're divorced. It doesn't mean that the church should shun them. Of course, they obviously have to abide by certain rules, of course, but just because you're divorced shouldn't necessarily preclude you from receiving Holy Communion. And that's one of the things he's trying to make apparent. He also strongly believes that when he sees the truth, he's likely to defend it, and he'll do all that he can to do it. And they say that 2026 will be his hallmark year. So I just thought I'd let you know what the Pope is up to.
Sounds like a lot of expectation.
Thanks, okay. Richard.
And just to add on a little something that we started last month, we have birthdays. So, celebrating a birthday in January of this year are
Robert Barnett Jr., William Jones Jr., Mezier Emadi, John Dowd Jr., Ron Godier, Jesse Glacken, John Vogelpool Jr., Stephen Richter, John Van Cleve, Salvatore Battaglia, Randall Connolly, Rudolph Janiga, James Brophy, Michael Schneider, William Strotz, Robert Ashby, Alexander Kerr, Martin Link, Jared Kingston, William Wachter, David Love, and Leonidas Vasquez.
So to all those people, we say,
Happy birthday!
As a reminder, you can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kofc7612.org. Details about our events and contact information can be found there if you have any questions about what you heard in this episode. Additionally, if you'd like to listen to this podcast again, because who doesn't want to listen to our dulcet voices, a full archive of the Knights Around the Table podcast is available at wsjfradio.com/podcasts. Now, if you are interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Thank you for listening. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I've been here with
Rob Somerville
and Richard Perron.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Viva Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.